105 CJVR chatting with Tyler Joe Miller today. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just Andy.
Excellent.
No complaints over here.
Well, that's we're through the winter into spring and summer now, I guess. Hey.
Yeah. Sun's shining over here in Langley, so it's everyone's in a good mood.
That's right. It's amazing what sunshine does for a person.
It really is.
Got a tune called "Fighting." We'll talk about that tune in just a second, Tyler. But how's everything going for you? You're busy songwriting and all that sort of thing, I would imagine. Hey.
Yeah. I've been actually pretty busy working. I mean, a couple songs on the radio doesn't really pay the bills quite yet. So
right.
I'm a contractor, carpenter by trade, but right now I'm painting. And so that's been keeping me really busy. And then, I've actually been doing a ton of writing lately, which has been good, and mostly over Zoom, obviously, like everybody else. So, but it's been really good. We've got a lot of good new material being written. So I'm stoked.
Cool. I want to talk about painting and contracting here for a second.
Sure.
so because of COVID, is that why it's busy for you, or has it always been busy, do you think?
We're normally pretty busy.
Yep.
Normally January, February are kind of our only 2 months that are a bit slow sometimes, but this year, it definitely was not slow. I think a lot of people were just kind of one. I think people tried to paint their own places, realized that they can't paint.
Yep.
And then get us to come and fix it. But, so we think there was a lot of that stuff going on. And then also I think people are just kind of bored and they just, you know, I think people probably have some money that they thought they were going to be using for vacationing or whatnot. And
yep.
So it's just, I think a lot of people are doing renos and just getting some painting done. So, So it has been a bit abnormally busy, but we're, especially about now, we're normally roaring to go. Just got a lot of work on the go. So
cool. Cool. Let's talk about this this country song of yours on radio, doing very, very well for you. It's called "Fighting." Tell me about that tune.
Yeah, that song is, it's funny because it is our newest one out at radio, but I actually had that song written before I had any of my other tunes. We wrote this one a couple of years ago, actually, with a couple of buddies of mine, Dan Swinimer, great writer and producer, and Wes Mack, just another great artist and writer, and God, that guy does everything under the sun. And Dave Faber, and we, just another great artist, and we all just kind of got together, and I don't think we had written together before, and we wanted to find like-minded writers and people that just wanted to write good music. And our thing was we wanted to get in a room, we wanted to write music that we just really believed in and loved, and not worry about trying to make hits or the perfect hook or, you know, how much airplay the song's gonna get, like anything like that. We're just like, let's not try to cater to anything, and let's not try to write for anything other than let's just write what we believe in and what we love. And so we all got together, and we were all in pretty rough shape. I think I had a couple of herniated discs in my neck at the time, and Dan had some back issues. Wes had, like, everybody had back issues or something like that. And it was funny. All of us just had injuries for some reason. And then we almost canceled the write, but then we got together, and Dan goes, yeah, you guys can still come over to my studio and write. I just, if you're okay with me lying on the ground the whole write. And, oh, hell yeah, let's do it. And so we did it. And we just ended up probably talking for about like an hour and a half to 2 hours before we even put pen to paper. And we just got talking about life. And I was kind of sharing about, you know, things in my life, and I just wasn't really where I wanted to be. Just making some stupid decisions, and just as a man, I was just like, I'm just not the man I want to be right now. And I was just kind of having some personal demons, and I just kind of talked about that and was open about it. And then the other guys kind of went, hey, we're kind of dealing with the same thing, and or they had their own things going on. And so we ended up coming up with this idea, and I had this idea of that I was fighting with myself. And so all of a sudden we went, hey, I think that's the song. Yeah. Yeah. And so we just put it on paper, and we just ended up loving the song. We didn't write it for COVID. We didn't write it for, even for mental health or anything like that. It was just, for us, it was a song that was just real for us. And we didn't know if it'd get cut or not. And then turns out to be our newest single. and now all of a sudden we're getting all these messages and comments and, just the response to the song being out, has just been crazy because there's so many people that, I always say this song quickly became not my story anymore. It became about everybody else that's written themselves into the story. And that's truly what it's become. There's so many people that have just sent messages that are just going through their own stuff. And they're like, hey, you know, this is what I deal with. This is what I do. And it's kind of opened up this vulnerability, that I think has been really cool, especially as a writer and an artist, to see something that you've created and make. Really pulled that out of people. And, it's just been amazing and super thankful for radio stations like yourself for playing the song, because that's how most of these people are hearing the tune. And that's what they tell me. Oh, I was driving home and, had the radio on and this song came on and that sort of thing. So thank you so much just for playing the crap out of this song.
Because
it's getting the word out and not even for myself. This song, we never thought it would be for mental health, but apparently it is.
Yeah.
I think it's for a lot of things, depending on what people's situation is. And, you guys just playing it, it's getting in people's ears and it's starting to stir up this conversation. So I think it's pretty cool.
That's an amazing story how you came to have that song recorded and written, because I would have thought for sure it was because of mental illness. I thought for sure that's what it was.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where, like myself, like I have been, lucky enough not to deal with depression or a lot of these things. It's just, I know a lot of people that do deal with it, but for myself, that wasn't my personal demon. I mean, if I was being candid, it's like my loneliness was a big thing for me, where you can be the happiest man in the world, but you can still feel lonely in a crowded room.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of my personal demon that kind of pushes you to do a lot of stupid things and try to fill this space that you feel like is empty. But that wasn't the point to write for mental illness. But then there's a lot of people going, hey, I'm dealing with this and this song really helped me. I'm like, oh crap, maybe it is about that.
Yeah.
Maybe it is about, whatever people make it. So it's been pretty cool to have, it talks about alcohol and feeling lonely and that sort of thing in the song. But I think people are hearing things that aren't even there, just because the idea of the song of fighting with your personal demons is something that's just, I think it's new for people to be able to be open and vulnerable about that. We did it right after the Bell Let's Talk to thing too. We released to radio. Or maybe we did just before that, but our music video came out right after that. And it was just, we just wanted to keep the conversation going. We didn't want it a one day thing. It was just, hey, this is a conversation that we got to, just keep a normal thing. And maybe I shouldn't talk about other radio station things like that. But but the whole point is, we're like, this isn't about one day. This is a conversation that should be normalized.
Yeah.
This should be a there's this weird stigma that does not need to be there, and I don't think should be there. And I think that when that is destigmatized, there's a weight off your shoulders when you can talk about it. And I think that was a big thing in the writing process of going, hey, I've dealt with this. And then somebody else goes, oh yeah, I also deal with that. And it also just takes this weight off your shoulders and you just feel better. You feel lighter and, you realize you're not the only one. And so it's pretty cool what music can do and what just even sharing your own story can do, for somebody else. And so, we didn't know if this idea was gonna take. A lot of people like to I think how society goes and culture, it's, oh, we had this one idea today, and then, hey, we got to, you know, let's go back to whatever, you know, makes us feel happy or whatever. And we're like, you know what, the song's not a happy song, but it's a hopeful song.
Yeah.
And so I think that was really important. And we go, you know, it might be a little hard to put a slower song out to radio, but we don't care. We don't care about that. We care about relating to people. And for myself, as far as I'm concerned, it's if somebody else can relate to my song and it moves them in a way, man, I won. That's the win for me. That's the success.
Well, I've always said music is therapy, and it's really cool that a song of this caliber kind of takes a life of its own, right? Like you said, you didn't go into the writing session wanting to write about this topic, but it seemed to have struck a chord with a number of people. So that must be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And right. You guys are out in Saskatchewan.
We are. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where our music video was shot, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Where'd you shoot it?
Yeah. We shot it in Saskatoon.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. Awesome, Tyler. Yeah, well, what's the best way to get a hold of you on social media then, Tyler? How do we do that?
Yeah, I'm mostly on Instagram and Facebook, and Instagram would be just at Tyler Joe Miller, and then Facebook is just Tyler Joe Miller. I'm not too social media savvy. Yeah. So this Twitter thing and all that stuff, but TikTok, I'm just like, oh gosh, it's a lot for me to get onto. But yeah, that's mostly where you can find me and mostly where I would post. So.
But if we want to talk about house painting techniques, we can give you a call then. Is that right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm all there for it.
Awesome, buddy. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat today. Good luck with this new song and all the great projects you've got going on. You've got so many great tunes that we've been playing over the last little while, and we really appreciate it, the time you've taken today. Good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to do it anytime, and just thank you for playing the tunes. I appreciate it so much, and as a new artist, you guys are making the dream come true, and yeah, I just can't wait to get out on the road and be able to see everybody in person. So that'll be great.
That'll be great. Awesome, Tyler. Have a good one. See you later.
Awesome. Thanks, you too, Cal.